Welcome back to Incog.
Nito.
And we like quesadillas. Bruh.
You know what that made me think
Fuck
of?
Fuck me up with a quesadilla.
You know, and that idea I had about stopping at La Festa to get food. Oh,
now I'm wishing you stopped at Taco Bell.
I was like, oh my god, pink wit?
I love a good pink wit.
Welcome to Incognita. You know, because our intro literally is like, Incognita. Because I straight up was like thinking about a quesadilla when I said that. Like, and I blended them.
I'm making a midnight quesadilla. You don't understand.
Do you ever just like blend words together and you're just like,
oh,
wow,
God,
I'm a
all
dumbass.
The time?
Welcome
Anyways,
back. You know, we're back again. Thanks for listening to our.
As you know
bullshit.
What? We normally say the time, so I will let you know it is 9:49 p.m. So this is like a little hectic now.
A little hectic, but you know what? That's what we're all about, bitches.
You ever notice, like, the first podcast is like, okay, we're going, we're, like, good mm-hmm. pace. Second is like, okay, slow down a
like,
little bit. And
you
then
know.
Third is like, wow, we're not releasing that. So we're on the second, we're good, but, like, we're gonna be a lot.
Yeah, and, like, truthfully, like, just to give, like, a little bit more context to exactly what Mariah's saying, because she literally, to us, that makes 100% sense, but to you listeners out there, Mariah and I, unfortunately, don't live very close, so when we...
They know that.
And so, with that being said, when we actually, and we've probably mentioned it so many times, when we actually do record our podcasts, we usually group them. Like, we'll do, like...
Three at a time.
And we try so hard to be like, oh, no, they're different days, whatever. But,
no,
you know, honestly, like, you know, I think just to be real, like, no, that's just what we have to do. We'll do three. Like, we said this will be the last one. I would not be surprised if we straight up after this say, let's just do one more for kicks. And then we have all this extra content, and then we're like, oh.
The third one is always trash, though, because it's, like,
is.
Too drunk or we're, too, like, nonsense because we've been filming for hours.
Yeah, and, you know, we were, like, we're just talking about it. We were like, damn, like, we love podcasting, but when was the last time you and I have hung out without actually podcasting?
Megan asked, well, no, I asked, I said, Megs, can you hang out with me tomorrow? This is what I want. I said, this is the vibe. I would love to go out for dinner and a couple drinks. Doesn't that sound nice? We could hang out.
And vibe. Live our best life.
A normal friend outing.
Right.
She goes, well, let's podcast. And I'm like.
I did.
Well, that's great. I said, but like, we're friends too, right? Like,
and here I am like, oh,
I was
no.
like, we could also just like. Hang out as friends. Like, we don't.
Did you actually
podcast?
Was that your vibe? Was that really?
Yeah, no, literally. But, like, as the. Like, I didn't say let's not because I knew that, like, when we would hang out, we would get into the mode. And, like, here I am. I'm genuinely loving this. But, like, I genuinely, when I asked you, was not to gain another podcast episode. It was. Because I wanted to hang out as a friend.
I know.
I love it, but, like, you're so excited about the podcast, and I was like, this is good energy, like, let's go for it if it happens. But,
I know.
When I asked you, it was because I want to hang out as a friend.
Guys,
we need
just,
to separate, like, business and friendship
I know,
sometimes.
I'm like, I know, we need, and I apologize. It's just because recently, due to the fact that I haven't been working, I've actually had time to really put energy into our podcast. And that's not to say that I'm going to lack the energy once I start working, but I just, like, I had, well, you're not wrong there, but no, I had a very unique situation where I was working where I genuinely had no time to do anything other than work, but.
Shout out ChatGPT for all the new edits we have.
straight up AI writers, love you. And, yeah, so, like, I've had all this energy to put towards our podcast, so, like. For me, it was almost like I wanted to be like, Mariah, please be proud of me because, like,
yeah,
recently, and you can agree, is like a lot of my, like, I haven't had a lot of content to always bring. Like, I haven't had my own personal topics. Sometimes I'm just like...
No, that's why we created Megan's Minis, which now we're realizing maybe they don't... Maybe they aren't minis. Maybe we each have our little segments.
Megan's Majors and Mariah's...
Mariah's Malfunctions and Megan's Majors.
I love Mariah's Malfunctions. So, with that being said, how you doing right now?
I'm good.
Any new updates between now and 5 minutes ago?
Okay, well, the dog and cat have been fighting, as per use, but normally the cat kind of hides out, so I don't know what's going on.
He usually wins, too.
The man is still out of the house.
He is. He's gone. We hate him.
Damn, it's a shame. All the things we could do in the meantime.
She's rubbing my leg right now. She, like...
Sorry, rubbing and caressing are two caressing. Separate things. All right, let's be real. Okay.
More like groping.
We don't have much updates to get into today, so can I go straight into my topic, Miss Girl?
I need to know. I really need to know, because I really took the last podcast. That's this okay. Is all
I took all of the last time we filmed, like,
the last
the podcast.
10 times.
Nah, literally. Okay. All right, I have a funny one to start off this podcast
I'm
with.
I'm so excited.
I've been dying, actually. So I found out about this last night, okay? I don't think you're going to know this. Have you heard of Thirsty Hamster?
No. What the fuck?
I didn't either.
What? Okay, is it like an Urban Dictionary thing?
Okay, do you have a sunroof in your car?
I actually don't, surprisingly.
Okay, well, so I don't either, unfortunately. And basically, if you have a sunroof, you're lucky, because what this is about is that individuals who know about this challenge, it is basically, it's not even a challenge, it's...
Don't even get me fucking started on those challenges, I could fucking go all day.
People wish that they were hamsters that were sucking on water bottles, okay? And so where the sunroof comes in is that a man with a penis, or it could be a woman with a dildo, I guess. That's a little weird. Well, I'm not judging. They stick their dick or dildo in the sunroof, okay? And then the woman or man or whoever in the driver's seat goes up to the dick, dildo, etc., and goes like a hamster. Sucking a water bottle.
Okay, I have so many
They want
questions.
To drink from a water bottle like a hamster, but it's a penis.
So, what recent Pornhub searches have you been
Shut
doing?
Shut up! You know who told me this?
Oh, God, who?
Our dear listener.
Oh.
The innocent one. You little lady. And she told me this. I'm not naming her name, because we have a couple that I mentioned, so what? Not naming the names.
We're getting you on the podcast at one point because you're fucking funny. Just putting it
no,
out.
No, should. She brings this up when we're at my sister's house, and her husband from the other room, when she says, do you know the Thirsty Hamster Challenge? The husband from the other room goes, I know it. So this, I never heard of this. And I am a TikTok girly. So this morning, Keith and I are laying in bed.
Oh, God.
And I look at him and I go, you have a sunroof in your car? He goes, no. Why? And I go, well, because I was kind of hoping you would just, like, stick your dick in it. And I go, like a hamster. And he went, I fucking knew you were going to say that. The fucking goddamn Thirsty Hamster Challenge. I go, you knew about it? He goes, yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't know about it. And I'm like a girly that's in the know. Like, what?
I am like shook that. Okay, but like, I just have to ask, where is the challenge with this?
Well, maybe challenge was a bad word, but like,
oh, okay.
it's like a thing, a thirsty, it's like called the thirsty hamster.
Is it like
literally you act like a hamster and you're like, like, against their penis. Like, you know?
Is it like a sexual fab, I guess?
I guess. Like, you know when a hamster goes up to a water bottle and they take their little hands, their hands, and they go...
Yeah, and they're so cute. No, yes, I totally
and their little mouth goes... All these mouth effects, like, I'm so sorry. Anyway, but, like, so people are doing that with, like, penises.
So I guess my only question is, and sorry for, like, going into the weeds with this, is more like... Like, how are you, like, seeing the content on TikTok? Do they, like, talk about it afterward? Or is it just, like, there's this new fab out there that people are doing this?
That's what I wondered. Okay. So I started looking it up, and it sounds like people are just, like, talking about it. Like, not, like, showing things. But they're, like, showing positioning and stuff. But, like, not showing body parts. Understood. And I'm like, but how did it start? Like, even I don't know how it started. And I'm thinking, how is this showing up on people's For You pages on TikTok? What? And how come my husband and my sister's husband know about it? And my shy friend? Like, what? Not fitting.
Wow. I just gotta say, for all you peeps out there, you know, be into whatever you're into. But I just
listen, I'm gonna slurp it.
If you ever, if...
Yep.
I'm going to put a poll out there. If any of you have tried it, I need you
to... That's the next post for this episode.
I need to know if you've done the Thirsty Hamster, and I need you to just, like, message me and tell me about it, because I just have questions. I am not judging. I just need to know.
It makes me think of that movie. What was the fucking name? It was a dog. And there was a scene where there was the guy who owned the dog. Is it C-Spot Run? C-Spot Run, where they played the hamster song, and then the dog was running through the fucking pet store, and it was like, dee, 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 doo, 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 doo. Oh my god, yeah.
That's not like a meme. Like,
it's great. It is great. Watch C-Spot Run, and that is the hamster challenge.
Oh, I love it. All right, you gotta
hit. I was wrong, I'm lying. Okay. I love when Megan danced to that, because she can't even hear it. Welcome back to Megan's Mini.
Megan's Mini. Here we go. All right, let me open my phone, because it closed on me, and I do have them written down, because I'm dumb, and if I don't write them down, I don't know what's happening.
Interesting. We need a boo now?
Boo. No, I'm just kidding. Right? Okay, so... First one I gotta ask you, and you and I actually brought this up at dinner, which is what really brought me into it, is I am finally ready to tell you about a really weird fear of mine, and it has subsided over the last couple of years. Okay. But I used to have, and I really don't know, I know it was probably a phobia, but I was terrified of, like, dying in my sleep. And, you know, I was always super against, like, taking, like, things like melatonin. Because the first time I tried melatonin, and I fought against it. Like, I knew I was tired, but I, like, kept myself awake. And, like, you know that miserable feeling of, like, you're tired, but you're awake? And that, because I was so anxious that if I fell asleep that I would die. And this happened, like, when I was in college, and I... ended up confiding in a friend, being like, I like, this is weird, like, why can't I, like, sleep soundly? And she was like, oh, I'm, like, really sorry. Like, she felt really bad. Like, shout out to you, like, if you ever listen to this, thanks for listening to that. But in all seriousness, like, it was just this weird fear of mine.
That's actually surprising that you say you took melatonin. It didn't help. Because honestly, I used to get insomnia like that, where I felt the same way, but that was back in high school, not like adult years. Like, I know you with college, it's kind of adult.
But isn't that weird? Like, you would think I would mentally... For me, like,
yeah, when I took melatonin, like, I had the fear, but the melatonin was so strong, I couldn't fight it. I was like...
You were like, I'm a goner from the table.
I'm like, this is the last time I see this earth, and that's okay.
So... it's fucking crazy. I don't know. It was weird. But you had told me recently about a phobia.
Right. Oh, my phobia. It came from, we were talking about, like, being hungover, and Megan was like, do you ever just, like, you know what I mean? You ever just, like,
it's, and I'm like, real.
no. She's like, but like, not like, like on any day, just on when you're like.
I love how you're calling it.
Just like when you're a little hungover and you just need to, and I go, no. And I can't. I haven't tried it, but the reason is I had, and I think I've recovered. Well, obviously not if I can't do this. I had a, I think it's pronounced, I only Googled it when I was younger. I think it's called emetophobia. It's a fear of throw up. And it was a fear, Megan. Like, it was a fear. Like,
do you feel like it was, like, a fear?
Anxiety. Like,
of you doing it or seeing it?
Me.
Okay.
Me. I would go to school, and I remember every day, I felt sick to my stomach at the thought that I would throw up in the middle of class, in the middle of anything, and be so embarrassed. Like, and that thought made me even more sick. I'm not kidding. I went to the doctors.
That's horrible.
And they did millions of ultrasounds on me. I also, because of that fear, I actually, embarrassing enough, had a fear of, like, going to the bathroom in public.
That, you know what I mean? No, that's like, real.
And so I had incredible stomach pains. And, like, the ultrasounds, they were like, girl, like, you need to go. And I just couldn't. Like, I just couldn't. I couldn't stomach the fear of, like, going to the bathroom like a normal fucking human. I couldn't stomach throwing up. Like, it crippled me. Like, crippled me. Mm-hmm. To the point where I would go to, like, I remember one time I was so fed up with it. I couldn't enjoy anything. I couldn't go on vacation. I couldn't go to a friend's house. I couldn't do anything without this fear of throwing up in front of somebody. Like, it was crippling. Like,
I'm so
sorry.
It
was bad. And I went to the doctor's appointment with my mom, and I finally started confiding in a doctor. And I hadn't really told my mom the extent of it. I kind of told her, like, the gist. And so when I started telling my doctor, my mom was, like, calling me a liar. And I was like, I'm not lying, though. And then so my doctor tells her to leave. And my doctor is, like, saying, do you feel safe at home? This sort of thing. And I'm like, absolutely. Like, this is not, like, this is absolutely nothing to do with my family life. Like, love them. Like, I just need some sort of therapy or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very bad. Like, and so my mom didn't believe it. And she, even hearing the doctor, she said, no, she's fine. Mm-hmm. Well, years later, my mom ends up with an anxiety like mine. Mm. She's crippled. Anxiety. Literally almost can't make a cruise because of it. And now she finally understands what I had meant. And I think it was karma. Because, and I tell her, I'm like, yeah, I remember the same thing, Mom. Happened to me. Mm-hmm. Because she didn't take me seriously. Came back around and bit her in the ass. Which, I don't wish that on anybody. And I know she still fears it coming back. And, like, she did have it really bad. And I don't wish that on anybody. But, like, I finally got out of that fear. And I don't know what it was. I think I got out of that fear around college age. I don't know why. I just older, less judgment fear on peers. I don't know. I don't know why it stopped.
Yeah, well.
But it was very bad. And I actually do know quite a few people who have the same fear. But that's why I can't, like. And I actually don't think a lot of close people to me know that. Because, like, it's just one of those things, like, why am I going to mention that? Mm-hmm. And, like, also, I have a fear about it, so I don't want to talk about it. So, like, whenever I see it, I'm like, ugh. Like, whenever I see throw up, I'm like, I can't do this. Like, it's so bad.
Well, I have to admit, I have had many drinks with you many times over the course of our friendship, and I apologize if there has been a time where you've seen me throw up. I don't think you have.
No.
Because I am.
I would have remembered. Okay. I haven't. Okay. No.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. And, you know, it's funny, right? Like, I feel like kind of what you were saying where your mom was like, oh, I'm you're fine. But it's funny. I think that it's, like, so generational. Like, I don't think that, like, she probably, like, meant, like, obviously any harm.
Totally not.
But, like...
And I know these anxiety. Days she would absolutely get it now because she's been through it.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, it was karma because it hit her 10 times worse than it hit me, which it was pretty bad for me too. But like, I'm telling you, she ended up bedridden because of it.
Yeah.
Because of anxiety. It. She had no anxiety prior to after she told me I was fine and I didn't need therapy. And then it happened to her and all I kept thinking was, well... Karma. Like,
what can I say? Sorry.
Do not want that though for her, but like, and I'm glad she's like doing better, but like she still sometimes suffers and she's worried about getting anxiety. And I'm like, girl, like Miss Girl, I've been through it. You didn't realize, but I was through it.
Literally. All right, you ready for my next one?
Are you ready? Oh my god, these are still Megan's minis. Wow, they are megas. Megas, Megan's megas. That's what I told you.
Mega. I take a mega soup. Cock.
Oh, okay.
You say soup, I say cock.
Soup.
Cock. Okay, what do I got for you? Pause.
Shut up, that was mine. You added that? Whatever.
You told me
that's
to write
fine.
It down, I'm so sorry.
I also wrote it down. That's okay.
Shit!
It's Megan's minis, that's fine.
You know, she's going to steal the show, though, because it wasn't mine to tell.
It is Mariah's. It's
Mariah's malfunctions.
Yeah, sure is a malfunction of mine.
Okay, but I'm going to just say it from my perspective before explaining into
it. Go for it.
I'm just going to set the scene for y'all, and then Mariah's going to give the detailites.
Y'all.
You're in a car. You're driving. Someone yells, stop. What do? Naturally, you stop, right? Like, do you know how many people in the car that I've been with where they scream stop, like my parents, and I'm, like, triggered by it, because it just does.
Because Megan sucks at driving, by the way.
Clearly. You know, only just drove us to Orlando and back.
Like, nah, but you get dangerously close, so, like,
I'm not
a backseat driver, but Megan stresses me out.
You know, it's funny, because, like, I'm out of this friendship, I'm probably, like, the main driver.
Yes.
You're so
but you
scared to drive.
Me out.
I know.
She drives so close and
I
she
did good
stops
today, though.
So
I did
you,
really good today.
Yeah, I didn't have to yell. Well.
So, with that being said, that's the scene. You're in a car and if someone yells stop, you stop. That's all I gotta say. So what the fuck is this about, girlfriend? Tell me.
Well, okay. So basically, the other day, literally last week, Megan comes to our hometown, like.
To my hometown.
And I hop in the car with her, and she does her famous, I'm going to literally be in this guy's ass until he breaks, and then I'm not going to even look when he's breaking.
I really love
so
eating ass. What can
it
I say?
Makes me so upset, because I'm like, we are going to end up in that car. So anyway, instead of being a normal person and saying, stop, I go, we're literally having a conversation. Megan's talking, I go, wait, pause. And then she continues talking and she like stops the car a little bit and like we continue and she didn't say anything the first time.
No, I
and really. I was thinking, thank God, because I'm kind of embarrassed that I said pause and not
I didn't.
Stop.
I didn't. It really like, I don't know.
She didn't comment.
Nothing.
So second time comes around. We are out and again, she's not paying attention. A car is slowing down. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to crash.
Okay.
I say pause. And she goes, she slows down and she looks at me, she goes, why do you keep saying pause when you mean stop? And I'm like, I don't know. And then as I thought about it and we were talking with Keith about it, I said, I think it's because whenever Keith and I are watching a TV show, if one of us has to stand up, if something needs to come to a halt, we say pause. So I think that is where it comes from, 100%.
Yeah. Well, but, like, as the driver, I really actually appreciated it because I didn't comment the first time. You actually, like, well...
It's a gentle. It's like a pause.
Yeah, and, like, to rephrase, it's not that I wasn't paying attention while driving. Like, I would have stopped, but I think as the passenger, like, me driving solo, like, I would have known what to do, and, like, I wouldn't have thought anything about it.
But as, like, the driver, you looked at me, though, so you weren't looking. So I was like, pause. Like, yeah. Right?
Yeah,
it's because when you're talking to somebody, correct, you don't realize, because you drive so up their ass that you don't notice. So I think, to say something.
And I think I remember the exact moment we were actually...
I do! It was right by the exit.
I was going to say, we were about to come off an exit, and, like, we were, like, heated in this, like, really, like, not intense conversation, but just, like, a good conversation. I was looking at you to, like, answer you or something.
And I was like, pause.
And you said pause, and I just remember, like, almost, like... doing what you asked, but not in, like, a
slowly, like, it's what do you call it?
Like, yeah, like, subconsciously pausing. Did it. Versus, like, if you screamed stop, and my sister
you would have jolted.
Has done this, like, straight up, like, and yeah, like, I would have slammed on the brakes, because when I hear stop, I'm thinking immediately there's something in front of my car, mm-hmm. there's something wrong, and I need to physically stop right now. You never in a million years scream stop
no,
at a driver.
I totally get and it. When people say that, I freak out.
Right. You freak out. And, like, you driving with me for as long as you have, like, I don't know what... I know that for you it was just this manifestation of, like, I've just been doing it, just it, pausing
for
a
TV
show. But the way it's translated has actually been a very positive impact in
pause
this relationship.
Pause is actually the way to do it. If you are driving with anyone...
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to this latest episode of Incognito, episode 16. As you may have already realized, it did indeed. Yes, it did just cut off on you. And there was more to this whole story about pause and why it makes sense to say that over stop. Unfortunately, I have no fucking clue what the audio is, and Mariah doesn't either. So I'm going to call it quits on that, but I did want to apologize again for the 1,000th time of the audio quality. We are still currently transitioning from our already previously recorded content on our old platform and the new content that we're now currently recording with the new platform we're using, and we're still, unfortunately, finding a few flaws where certain patches of our audio just isn't saved. I'm not sure why it keeps happening, but we're literally like 2 episodes away from season 2 transitioning to this new platform. So we hope you stay tuned for the rest of season 1. This has definitely been a roller coaster for sure, but a lot of really good times and a lot of fun times. So again, thank you all for listening. Our zeros, our 2 very only loyal listeners. Love you all, but we'll be back next week.